about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, well, it looks like vision problems are on the rise, and we're finding many younger Americans are having more problems with their eyesight, and it's not a glasses issue. They're blaming it on increasing rates of diabetes and pre-diabetes. Researchers reported that non-refractive visual impairment, which is basically a visual issue that doesn't have to do with the refractive error, rose 21% from 1.4%. I mean, that is huge. They're saying one in five of us have non-eyeglass eye issues. They say during the same period, the number of people with diabetes has climbed from 6.5% to 10.7% in 2007 and 11.3% in 2010. They're saying younger adults are especially at risk for these vision problems. Among non-Hispanic whites aged 20 to 39, they say visual issues soared by 40%. All right. Now, we know the Hispanic group and the African American group may be more, and American Indian group may be more inclined to diabetes, but these are non-Hispanic whites where visual issues soared 40%. Now, is it just diabetes? Could it be computers? I mean, could computers be an issue? I mean, look at what we do all day long. I mean, what's been happening year after year? What's been the difference between 2007 and now? Well, Facebook, right? Facebook's been around 4 or 5 years. I mean, we have been using the internet. Once the internet in the 90s started to become commonplace, yes, we used it a lot, and people were looking at porn, etc. But I think we became really glued to our computers once Facebook and Twitter. Now, I'm not blaming Facebook and Twitter for our eye problems by any means, but many of us are glued a lot more to the computer. I mean, our computer is starting to become our entertainment. I mean, it has become. We, on our lunch break, on our, you know, midday break, when we come home from work, we go to our Facebook. I mean, I notice even my husband, while he's watching TV, he's looking at his Facebook and his smartphone. See, he didn't have a smartphone for the longest time, and I told him, get with the program. I go, you're going to love the smartphone, get with the program. And now I'm like, duh, because he's always on it. And, I mean, he is always on his smartphone. Maybe that's an issue. The study researchers analyzed data from the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, and they examined 10,480 people ages 20 or older. They say the most common cause of their visual impairment, remember, non-refractive, in the U.S. was age-related macular degeneration, which we've talked about, cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, etc. Now, diabetic retinopathy can affect people with diabetes in terms of, and we've talked about this, these blood vessels many times they just seem to pop. All right, these blood vessels are full of sugar. They try to collect as much fluid to neutralize. Many times the sugar makes blood vessels weak, and they leak. And these small blood vessels that leak affect the retina. So, you know, when you have diabetes, we are extremely nervous about your eyesight, in addition to your heart and your kidneys and everything else. And so we recommend eye exams very frequently if you have diabetes. We also recommend eye exams if you have high blood pressure. I recommend eye exams starting at age 40 regularly. Now, should somebody in their 30s get their eyes checked? Absolutely. 20s, I think it's a good idea for my kids to get their eyes checked every now and then. So, you know, I but there's no standard of when you should regularly get your eyes screened until age 40. At this point, I'm going to say get them checked earlier. Why not? Now, remember, diabetes not only can, you know, cause blindness and retinopathy, but it could also cause cataracts and glaucoma. Glaucoma is increased pressure in the eye. Cataracts is a fogging up of the lens, where you get sediments. Some people are like, well, why can't I use a laser first time? Why do I have to have surgery first time? Well, first time they replace the lens. After that, after the lens is replaced, then they could maybe use the laser to break up the cataract sediment. But from what I understand, no, you can't use laser first time out on cataracts. They say an estimated 25.8 million children and adults in the U.S. have diabetes. 2 million new cases were diagnosed in people 20 and older in 2010. And remember what I told you earlier this year, I think there's a new type of diabetes. I'm seeing an extremely aggressive diabetes in younger people where they go from 0 to 100, right? I mean, within a year or two in terms of needing to be on multiple diabetic medications or insulin. People who were never diabetic all of a sudden have high blood sugars. And these are young people and not obese. What's going on with that? Why are we having insulin-dependent diabetics in people in their 20s? What's happening to our pancreas? Our pancreas is responsible for shooting out insulin, remember? The pancreas gets signals when food comes in. It shoots out insulin to help get insulin from, to help get sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. It's kind of like a key to a door, right? The blood sugar comes in, you know, through the waiting room. It runs around the hallway. Insulin is supposed to open up the keys to the rooms to get the sugar from the hallway into the room, basically from the bloodstream to the cell. And if it doesn't happen, the sugar stays in the blood. Sugar stays in the blood. You have blood vessels popping. You have weakness of blood vessels, weakness of nerves. You don't want sugary blood. You want the sugar to get into the cells like it needs to. And if it doesn't, people start to lose weight, which is why weight loss is a sign of diabetes. Thirst is a sign of diabetes also, because you're trying to dilute and neutralize the sugary blood. So why are so many people in their 20s? Now, obesity is part of it, and insulin resistance. But, you know, yesterday I was talking about the high fructose corn syrup. Maybe, again, there's something to that. Maybe our high fructose corn syrup is rendering our, maybe our pancreas doesn't know what the heck to do with it. I don't know. I'm pulling this out of my colon. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why we would have such aggressive diabetes in a non-pediatric and non-adult, older adult population. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you with iPhones, you can download the Dr. Dahlia Show app for free. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show now anytime you want, or if you want to catch all 3 hours live, you just tune in from 9 to noon Pacific time every day, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time. You can get us live. Anytime you have any medical questions, please call in. Even if we aren't live, they'll go to our message line. I know there was a lot of talk with Storage Wars this week and the possibility of Storage Wars being set up, as Dave Hester is in the middle of a lawsuit with them now. Apparently he claims that when you open up the storage bin and people are bidding on it, that the producers staged some of the things in the storage bin. If you guys watch the show, basically a bunch of people who either have secondhand shops or who, you know, refurbish something and sell it, they could bid on these storage units that are in default by people not paying their storage bill. So what happens is people get to then bid on the storage unit, and the auctioneer get to take the storage unit, gets to take, I guess, and then you get to take your the contents. And Dave Hester was the guy that was, you know, always fighting with the other ones and always going, eh. You know, he was the one that he stands out by that way. Anyway, I thought he was burping, but he's not. And from what I understand, he was let go. And he was let go because he claims that he did not like the idea that the producers were setting and staging some of the storage units and planting things in the storage unit to increase drama. Apparently, he's suing A&E for $775,000, I believe, and for wrongful termination and wrongful business practice, etc. And this could be a huge blow to quote-unquote reality TV if Storage Wars is found to have been setting these up. But, you know, keep in mind, I would never watch a reality TV show expecting everything to be 100% reality. A reality TV that's 100% would be a camera, a surveillance camera in a drugstore, or a surveillance camera on the gold site, like with Gold Rush. I mean, I think Gold Rush is as real as it could get. You got guys working hard. You got guys in the excavator. There's really nothing fake about that. But because it's TV, do they have to, you know, cut and edit scenes? I mean, if they had a surveillance camera just staring at the pits, right, or Fred Hurt and his glory hole, I mean, no one's going to watch an hour of, I mean, you obviously have to cut and edit and do some interviews and have some character development. That's why reality TV has a draw, okay? It's got to be entertaining. But the main reason why we like reality TV is because it's attractive in that this is reality. There's supposed to be nothing fake to it. These guys are really digging the gold, I believe. I don't think there's anything fake with that. Pawn Stars, people are really trying to sell their items. These aren't fake items. These are real items that, you know, and you have experts, you know, vouching for these being, you know, signatures, etc. I mean, nothing fake about that. You know, with, you know, Storage Wars, you know, did they do some character development? Yeah, most reality TV would. But are they planting things in the storage units? Then that could really hurt them, because the whole premise of that is what's in a basic storage unit. Now, when I first saw the show, my husband watches A&E and Discovery and History Channel, etc. So when he had it on, I got hooked right away. I'm like, oh, this is cool. But I'm like, wait a second. Why would somebody leave antiques, thousands of dollars of baseball cards, I don't know, whatnot, AV equipment? Why would somebody leave that in a storage unit and then let it go default? If you're going to let something go default, run into your storage unit and get the goods. Or if you have something valuable, take it with you to your next residence. Why would it be stuck in a storage facility? You know what I mean? And so that to me never made sense. But my husband said, no, I mean, lots of people, they forget. They don't, you know, maybe they're in the middle of a divorce or something. Somebody else is the one that's packing everything up. So, I mean, it could be. So to me, it was plausible enough for me to keep watching. Now, who knows? Maybe this is sour grapes. Maybe Dave Hester got fired for some reason. Maybe they didn't want to pay him. I have no idea what these guys make. Who knows? But, boy, is he going down with a fight. And reality TV got its start with, Candid Camera. I mean, decades ago. I mean, you know, reality TV just didn't start with Survivor or you know, Jerry Springer. Yes, the reality type TV shows were just like there was a radio show in the 50s where people would call in. It was like the first call-in radio show. It happened in the 50s. Very popular, because people like to hear everyday things. People want real. We have enough fantasy. We have enough movies out there for fantasy. We have enough television shows on network television, which is fantasy. But to see real people dig up gold, or real people find something like a Salvador Dali in a storage unit, is cool. It's entertaining. But there's a fine line these reality producers have and these reality directors have in having something real, but also making it interesting. Okay, you cannot have, you know, I mean, I brought up the example earlier about Walmart. You can't just stick a camera and watch people walk around Walmart. Actually, that is a correction. You can. I think people in Walmart are pretty entertaining. Me especially, because I'm always yelling at the kids. There's always a mom yelling at the kids, and that's usually me. Sometimes my hair is even in curlers. So, yeah, you can. But, I mean, you need to edit. You need to, you know, and I want them to edit. I want them to, you know, take out the boring stuff. If I only have an hour or a half hour to watch a reality TV show, I want bulleted. That's why I love Pawn Stars so much, because I get it. I get as much information as I can in that 30 minutes. They'll cover sports memorabilia. They'll cover, you know, antiques. They'll cover political memorabilia. They'll give you bulleted points. Plus, you have some entertainment with the family that's really endearing. So I love that show. And Storage Wars, with Storage Wars, I don't seem to like the characters as much. You know, I find some of the characters abrasive, and Dave Hester was one of them. But I understand he's got to do what he's got to do. But, you know, what makes a successful show? I mean, this could go for radio as well. You want to like the host. Now, I know some of you that listen to the show don't like me. Well, tough. But then hopefully I compensate for that with, you know, giving you as much information and you learning. But if you're going to spend any amount of your valuable time, and our time is valuable, 24 hours a day isn't enough. And there's no way to expand the day. It's a 24-hour day from here on out. Then you want to make sure that whatever time you are giving that radio host or whatever time you're giving that TV network, you are getting what you want out of it. Either entertainment, either an escape from reality, or you're learning something. Right? Or a rehashing of something that needs to be thought out that hasn't been, and getting an idea to kind of help you think, all right, I see things that way. Right? You know, I mean, it's that's what, you know, now somebody would say, well, entertainment and television and radio, it's all about making money and, you know, getting sponsors. I'm not involved in that. I'm just involved with getting behind the mic and doing what I need to and educating and entertaining and doing the best job I can. But, you know, it's very difficult to make a reality TV show interesting unless you have somebody that knows how to develop the characters in the show. Like, what's that Chopper one with the dad and the son? I haven't watched the show, but I'm familiar with him because of Celebrity Apprentice. But having family feuds is entertainment. That's why people love Pawn Stars. They love when old man gives Rick and Corey and Chumley crap. And it's realistic. It's very realistic. And because, I mean, most families, it's not all that lovey-dovey 1950s I Love Lucy stuff. And honestly, one of the things that was endearing about I Love Lucy is they would fight. You know, and Ricky would be like, my wife is a pain in the butt. That is something that many men could relate to at that time. But also many women could relate to the domineering type of man, even though we might have thought it was really sexy. You know, where was he from? Cuba? Where was Ricky Ricardo from? Cuba? I forget. Very sexy. But you want a show you could relate to, or you want a show that's complete. Something that takes you away from reality, like, you know, like Survivor. You got a bunch of people on an island trying to make it and then picking people off by voting people off. Or like American Idol. Seeing somebody who worked at fast food be plucked out and found to be the most amazing singer and make it to stardom. I mean, this stuff we like to watch, but there's a variety of different things that have to go into these shows. And if you think reality TV is just a surveillance camera, no. No, but if you're actually setting things up, that's going to be an issue. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Storage Wars. Don't go away. Your question's coming up. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, and we have the iPhone app out. Now, Clayton from Lincoln, Nebraska writes, Doctor, forgive me if I missed it on a previous show, but what do doctors think Washington should do concerning the fiscal cliff? I can't speak for all doctors. Just like with Obamacare, some doctors were for it, some doctors were against. When I had problems with Obamacare, I had told you this is my opinion. So with the fiscal cliff, this is going to be my opinion. I don't have a consensus from doctors. Doctors don't seem to group up together as often as they should and voice an opinion that's representative of everybody. You know, like you saw with union workers in Michigan. You know, I mean, you know, pretty much you could tell that union workers were kind of against the right to work state transformation. But, you know, when it comes to doctors, we usually don't have a consensus. Now, I mean, the doctors I speak to, usually we all kind of agree. But I can't speak for all of them. With the fiscal cliff, this is a tough one because I don't think any of us, right or left, want us to go over the fiscal cliff, if that's how they're calling it. Like, for example, medical research. From what I understand, the National Institutes of Health, they're going to lose tons of money, tons of funding, because I guess what ends up happening is if a decision isn't reached, spending comes to a halt. Even though many of us agree we are overspending, the halt of spending is not the way to do it. I mean, that's going to be abrupt. We're going to see a worsening of the recession that we're in. But see, the Republicans right now, they're screwed. The Republicans are damned if they do, damned if they don't. All right. Right now, Boehner and you know, House Republicans are fighting the idea of raising taxes on the rich and saying Obama needs to spend more in cutting. And from what I understand, and I'm getting this from the liberal media, Obama's biggest platform is just taxing more of the rich, from the rich, and cutting back deductions. All right. And I mean, and I've discussed this before on my show. I'm not an economist, but I don't think that's going to bring in enough revenue. I don't. And I think it's going to hurt the economy. So you would think Republicans should keep fighting this. But if they do keep fighting it and we reach the fiscal cliff, the Republicans are going to be crucified also. So the Republicans are being crucified for fighting Obama on raising taxes on the rich, and they're going to be crucified if they stand their ground, like many of us economically think they should, and we go over the fiscal cliff. I mean, I think the Republicans are right economically. Whatever tax increases you do to Warren Buffett or Brad Pitt or Mitt Romney is not going to really cover all the costs. There's no way. It's going to be a drop in the bucket. Not to mention these, you know, Fortune 500 company owners, they're going to cut back on their bottom line, and we're going to have decreased hiring and decreased employment. So you never, ever, 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 ever raise taxes in a recession, which is something we talked about on this show. Now, again, I mean, that's on me as a doctor speaking. That's just me as somebody who went through, you know, kindergarten, grade school. I mean, we learned that in the fifth grade. You don't raise taxes during a recession. All right. Washington doesn't think we're in the recession. Washington thinks the economy is good enough and strong enough because they're looking at Christmas numbers. They're looking at holiday shopping. And I talked about that. Even in radio, we're smart enough to not look at Christmas numbers. Christmas numbers, whoever plays Christmas music during this time of year, their ratings blow so many other, you know, radio stations away. But then January comes and things change. So nobody in Washington should be looking at the job boost that we had. We still have, what, 12 million people unemployed? I don't know what the numbers are, but just because we've had holiday hiring doesn't mean the economy's better. We talked about that. We talked about how we have a longer holiday season. Look at this. Next week is not Christmas week. The week after is Christmas week. We got an extra week of Christmas shopping because of the way Thanksgiving fell. And yes, that's going to help the economy, but it's only a week's worth. It is a drop in the bucket. I mean, a drop in an ocean, shall I say. So what do I think as a doctor? Well, of course, I want the fiscal cliff averted, but the Republicans are going to be in deep no matter what. I feel if they, though, let if they cave in and spinelessly let Obama raise taxes on the rich, it's going to put us in a deeper recession than we are. So I don't know what they should do. I don't know what they can do, because remember, they're politicians. Okay, they're going to want to do this politically. They're going to want to save their political butts. But economically, no, you should be fighting any tax raise. Now, then what should the Republicans do? Okay, what should the Republicans ask for in cuts? Well, we can't cut Medicare and we can't cut Social Security. Nobody is for that. I don't think anybody agrees to that. All right, but what about the entitlements? What about the unemployment benefits going past 99 weeks? You know, what about those? Should the National Institute of Health, I mean, if we're talking about cuts, should the National Institutes of Health get less funding? Now, you know, where do we want our medical studies coming from? Now, the National Institutes of Health provide phenomenal research, and I'm a huge fan of them. However, I may disagree with many of their conclusions, you know, such as when the task force takes, you know, information such as, oh, we could just watch and wait with prostate cancer. We don't have to mammogram as often. If that stuff is coming from the National Institutes of Health, I'll probably be a little bit more inclined for them to get some of their funding cut, okay? Because the last thing I need is somebody being a puppet for Obamacare, all right? We don't need that. I mean, we want solid studies. And obvious, we know the more you test, the more you screen, the more you can find. Yes, it may cost more money, and there may be a more of a cost-benefit ratio, but I mean, as a doctor, I don't care how much it costs. I want to find cancer early and knock it out of the ballpark. But no, I don't want their funding cut. What are they saying? National Institute of Health may lose $2.4 billion. $318 million will be cut from the FDA. Now, what I do think that needs to happen, which isn't even being addressed, is there being some efficiency in these government agencies. Remember I talked about how after the Listeria outbreak that killed multiple people from, you know, cantaloupe last year, where the FDA was saying they need more money so they could hire more inspectors? What were they doing? What are they doing now? I mean, they're already getting millions of dollars. What are they doing now? All right. I mean, we all need to become efficient. Okay. Whether we're in the private sector or the public sector, we all need to be efficient. These $24 hammers don't make sense. Like I said, I worked for the government once, and I called superior officer, but basically my boss said, look, you know, if we don't use what we're budgeted for, we get less next year. Spend it. I mean, there's not a lot of efficiency in the government. And so when they're saying, oh, the FDA is going to lose $318 million, okay, that makes me think they're getting billions, right? I mean, if they're losing $318 million, and why haven't they been able to do the job with the millions upon millions of dollars they're already getting? I mean, Homeland Security, if we're not deporting our illegals, where is the money to Homeland Security and ICE going if we've decided to stop deporting illegals, according to Obama? So this problem is, so I don't know what to recommend the Republicans do, but to use whatever economic sense they have. And if they think raising taxes is going to prevent employment, then stand firm. And Obama's going to, because remember, this isn't Obama's court. Okay, you know, he doesn't care that he's not getting reelected, but the Democrats have our economy in their hands. Sad, isn't it? Scary. It's frightening. If he doesn't want the fiscal cliff, he can't say it was all about raising taxes on the few people that have the millions of dollars. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true.
Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions. If we're ever not live, no big deal. We have a question line, and we'll play it during the next live show. So anytime you have a question, and if you're a little too embarrassed, then email us so we can email you back. We'll do the best we can, considering we're not your doctor. But we give you the best advice we can that we can legally and ethically. All right, sounds good. See, we're so sweet over here. I know. I'm just in that kind of mood. Happy mood. Happy, happy mood. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We have a free iPhone app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show now anytime you want. Go to iPhone, download your free app. And remember, we got the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Make sure you go to our website and book a room. All right, so this is interesting. Book a room, book a cabin. All right, why some people are gay. A new study says homosexuality is passed from mother to son and from father to daughter. They said from an evolutionary standpoint, homosexuality, you know, you would think would not be, you know, part of the whole Darwinian natural selection. You would think that the genes wouldn't occur because, you know, someone who's homosexual may not be more inclined to give birth, but people have been in relationships and have had kids. I can't tell you how many of my patients who are lesbian or gay have children. They love children, they're great parents, and they still propagate. So the genes are there. They say that homosexuality does run in families, and researchers were able to find a genetic link. Now, there's no major gene that they see. They can't find the gene, but they do think that it's genetic. Mom passes it down to sons, and fathers pass it down to girls. Study published yesterday in the Quarterly Review of Biology, researchers from the U.S. National Institute of Mathematical and Biological Synthesis suggest homosexuality has an epigenetic link and not a genetic one. Epigenetic explains how genes are expressed, and they could be regulated by these temporary switches called epimarks. They say it's an extra layer of information attached to our genes' backbones that determine their effect on our development. They say while genes hold the instructions, epimarks direct how those instructions are carried out, when and where and how much a gene is expressed during development. So, like, for example, if your father was gay and you're a man, which means your father gave the Y chromosome. That means your mother's X and your father gave the Y, right? That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be gay because these epimarks could prevent certain gene expression. That's how I figured this out, okay? But some people can be gay. Epimarks, they say, are usually produced each generation, but recent evidence demonstrates that they sometimes carry over between generations and thus can contribute to similarity among relatives. Boy, they're making a fascinating story boring, aren't they? William Rice, an evolutionary biologist at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and lead author of the study, says these epimarks can determine the development of homosexuality in the offspring of heterosexual parents. There's compelling evidence that these epimarks, I guess, okay, you know what? This is boring. Where do they get to the good stuff? They say sex-specific epimarks produced in early fetal development protects each sex from the substantial natural variation in testosterone that occurs later in fetal development. Basically, these epimarks stop girl fetuses from being masculinized when they experience atypical high testosterone and vice versa for boy fetuses. I remember in medical school, my colleagues were saying that girls are default. You know, you're supposed to turn into a boy unless you have the, we didn't call it an epimark back then, but if there was a switch that wouldn't allow it. And that, or you would, how did they wear it? Anyway, they said women were default, and I really didn't like that, but that's what my colleagues said to me, and they made me cry. Anyway, they say different epimarks protect different sex-specific traits from being masculinized or feminized. Some affect the genitals, some affect sexual identity, others affect sexual partner preference. They say, but when these epimarks are transmitted across generations from father to daughters or mothers to sons, they may cause reversed effects, such as feminization of some traits in sons, like sexual preference. Now, you know, what does this study mean? I really don't know. If you guys figure it out, great. But to me, what it means is, again, we don't have environmental triggers as much as people want to think. Okay? If you have a boy and the boy spends more time with mom because dad may leave the family and mom likes makeup and dresses and high heels, etc. That doesn't mean the boy's going to be gay. I've never believed that. I don't think there's anything environmentally you could do. I think it is something that's inborn and genetic, or like they said, epigenic. But I do find it interesting that they find homosexuality would come from mom in a male, and homosexuality in a girl would come from the dad. That is interesting, you know, because, you know, if it is a genetic basis, then you would say, okay, well, then it could come from either parent. So it's kind of interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Most of you should already have your Christmas tree. If you don't, I'm sure you're going to get one on sale. You got about, 12 more days left till Christmas. But the American Academy of Pediatrics mentions some guidelines for choosing a Christmas tree. Okay, yes, there are some guidelines for a safe Christmas tree. This is being reported by Drugs.com. They say look for a fire-resistant label on any artificial tree. Obviously, these artificial trees can light up just like any other tree can. They say make sure any live tree is a fresh live tree with needles that bend between your fingers. The needles should not easily fall off the tree because that means these are dying needles. The trunk should also be sticky with sap. Make sure your tree is away from the fireplace. I understand about the stockings. We like putting the stockings up on the fireplace. Tree could be in a different part of the room. Keep the tree away from the fireplace. Keep it away from the portable heater, the radiator. Make sure it doesn't block a doorway. Of course, God forbid there's a fire, you need to get out. And they say you could keep your live tree from getting too dry by chopping off a few inches from the base of the trunk. Keep the tree stand filled with water. We want our trees to last as long as possible, but you know, and then January is, I guess, when everybody, oh, it's so sad. January, I get very sad that first week of January when you see all the trees on the sidewalk and all the Christmas lights down and you're like, really? Christmas season is over? All right. But anyway, that's how you choose safe Christmas tree. Now, the nurse, Jacinta Saldanha, 46 years old, who apparently committed suicide after being involved in that radio hoax, was information now has been out that she was actually found hanged in her apartment. So from what we understand, the cause of death was a hanging. We also have learned that she left a note for her family. Now, I do need to do a correction. One of my faithful trucker listeners had said, when I was discussing this, I didn't emphasize she was the one that took the original phone call and then transferred it to the nurse who was giving the information on Kate Middleton retching when Kate Middleton was going through her hyperemesis gravidarum, vomiting, severe morning sickness. It wasn't her that gave the details. It was the nurse she transferred it to. But because she was the one that took the initial call, again, we're trying to see what could have been in her mind to think that she would take such a drastic step. Now, the note will hopefully tell us, but from what we understand, we are able to get the information on the note. I mean, again, this was a very, very horrible, horrible tragedy. The DJs that, did the hoax, they have lost their show. From what I understand, they are off air. Again, I don't think they're responsible for somebody deciding to take their own life, but I think they're responsible for planning on doing some sort of harm in terms of planning on trying to get some revealing information from a private patient in a private hospital. So them losing their jobs, I think, is appropriate. I'd like to know why the nurse would have committed suicide. What made her think she had no options? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.